408 4105. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Irene.
Yes.
Hi, ma'am. This is Alex from Forest Spice Houses. Calling behalf of Forest, just giving you a quick call about your property in West Lake in Richmond. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. What about
Great.
It?
Well, I don't know if you still remember Forrest, but I'm actually one of her, his secretaries, and just trying to give you a call and see if you know you're still interested in selling the property, if there's anything that we could do for you.
I would love to. It don't seem like I'm going to have a market to happen, and it's so many things, you know, going on, and I've been waiting patient. Thinking something. I ain't going to tell you I'm losing my patience. No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not going to lose my patience, but it looks like that. But my patience is not lost.
Okay.
I got to straighten that real quick.
Okay.
I don't deal with doubt. And, you know, I'm just explaining to her how it goes.
Okay.
You've
met Forrest, right? I think you've met Forrest. You went into your property and...
We talk. Now, what's going to happen if I see it? Yes. I want some. Okay, I want some money and so I can rearrange some things. So what can I say? You call me. Now, what are we going to do? I mean, what are we going to do something or are we going to talk?
Right now, I just really wanted to get a confirmation from you if you're still, you know, interested in selling, if you still wanted to move forward. And I don't know if Forrest already made you an offer, but I don't see that here on my notes. So I also am not pretty sure about what was the conversation that you had with him. So I think the best is just, you know, for me to schedule a call between you and Forrest if you're still, you know, looking to sell the property still interested in doing it.
Okay. Yes, I have an interest. Like I say, I love where I'm at. And I say I haven't lost hope. I still have it. But I just want to see, you know, maybe with still hope to see what I'm going to move on or what I'm going to do. I just want to hear how it sounds and what he's offering.
Okay. Are you planning to, I mean, what are your plans? I just wanted to know, do you have, like, a plan?
You know, you wouldn't want to know my plan. I'm going to tell you my plan, but I'm full of it today, so you can believe it or you don't have to, or you can take it as something funny.
Okay.
But my plan is to find me a matchbox.
Wow.
And somewhere where you heard the birds and the bees and quiet and, you know, meditation somewhere where there is nothing, no one.
You want a quiet environment? Go ahead.
And if I could find a small, maybe a fourth of an acre somewhere that I find hearing birds and the birds and the bees and peep with nothing, no one. I would pursue that and have somebody to build me a up and down, something like a good rod to go upstairs, big enough to go up and down. And that would be my home, somewhere where nobody, no, I would have to lead you there because that's how impossible I want it to be.
I tell you what, that doesn't sound so crazy. Actually, that's also... I mean, that sounds
like... What does it sound like? What does it sound like to you? I thought, that's my imagination, but really, I don't want you to think I'm serious because I don't want nobody to put me in a nursing home or a crazy house. Please keep it to yourself because they think you're losing it, you know?
I mean...
You know,
I,
when you get a certain age, you got to be careful.
That's also probably one of my ideal places to retire with no neighbors. I don't know if you want neighbors, but I also.
Oh, I love people. I'm a people person. I'm going to run out and enjoy them, and then I'm going in my hiding place to get away.
Oh,
come out when I want. You know, I want to be controlled. I love people, but I want to be able to handle and control in this little world I'm going to go into.
company.
All depends on y'all, how you make the money sound. That's the problem.
Right.
And
right.
that would be the reason why I can't go after my dream.
Hmm. Well, I mean, are you planning to look around Richmond, or are you planning to...
I'm not sure. It's finding Richmond, I'm not sure. It's just finding this little spot, a fourth of an acre, somewhere deep, woolly like that you don't even realize the house is there.
Okay.
And somebody said, I would sell you a fourth of how wide I want to put this building together.
Right. Well, let me, I mean, maybe I could help you with that. I can probably look for some houses and send it to you. That might be ideal with that thing.
I doubt anybody got a house like that for me, because I am different than most people. I don't think it's no one in the world I've met like me and have a thought. That's why I don't talk mm-hmm. to people. I talk to strangers that don't mm-hmm. know me.
Do you like a large backyard? Or if you want acreage,
I look at a matchbox, even the yard big enough that you don't even need a lawnmower. You can take scissors and cut it. I mean, you get 80 years old and live. Well, then I want a big yard, a big anything. I'm in a big house. I love it. Mm-hmm. I would love to always maintain in the same big house that I have so many dreams and. But if I was to reach out, what difference does it make? Because a whole lot about this house
right.
was me, where I come, how rough it was, tough. This house, love. The things I had to go through in this house, those are dreams. So anywhere else, why would it be big, smaller? It goes along with your mm-hmm. whole personality. When you get older, your arms don't keep pushing lawnmowers and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You get weaker. So who needs a big loan?
Mm-hmm.
Who needs anything but peace of mind?
I agree with you on that.
As long as I'm in here, I can maintain still the living that I would want. And, you know, so much is pretty... You know, peace of mind, not, but I can cope with it if I stay here. But if I chose something else, then there'd be a lot of reasons why you won't want the big home, the big yard. Nothing that means nothing when I step out and make my destiny again. For what? Okay, yes, I have children. Maybe I could leave it to my family, something like that. I once thought like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have real estate one time, and I thought, and I did it because I wanted to see the family have something left. But after you live and put this dream in them and you and do it, they don't seem to care where you leave, or they don't give a damn, or they'll see that
uh-huh.
what you want to leave in wouldn't even be there. They'll make a mess of it that
mm-hmm.
is not there for you or them. So I thought, but I have lived many things I've seen, and mostly live for them, scared to live and do for you because you want to leave something for them. And I think that was the worst thought, and nobody else helped me understand it. I lived to look and see and understood it
mm-hmm.
by watching it. Unbelievable.
That's really deep, and there's a lot of wisdom to your words, I'm going to say.
Yeah. But you can find out whatever and hit me up to see what it's, then, you know, I go forward.
Okay. Well, right. Let me do, are you just usually available within the day if I wanted to set up an appointment?
Sure.
You know, between you and Forrest, around,
okay.
say, 3:30 or maybe 1:30 in the afternoon today?
That sounds, yeah, I'll say about 3:30 would be better. You're going to send someone out?
I think Forrest has already been there, but...
yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think more than once I remember him.
Oh, so.
I think so.
I just really wanted to check if there's anything that we could do for you. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can continue the conversation. So maybe 3:30, he can give you a quick call and, you know, just talk.
Okay.
what are your plans? About the matchbox. I'm gonna mention that to
Okay.
him, but just
All
really
right.
wanted to continue the conversation.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I'll talk to you later this afternoon, 3:30 p.m.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Irene. Bye.
Okay. Guess who sent it? That's the pastor. That's why I see the phone. Of course she